You're listening to the Power Word Gold Podcast, bringing you the latest tips, tricks, and strategies for making gold in World of Warcraft. I'm your host, Flux, and now, on with the show! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Gold Podcast, episode number 16. It is Saturday, the 16th of July, 2011. I'm your host, Flux, along with our co-host, Joaquin.
Hi. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back, Joaquin. Welcome. And a special guest today, Jimmy.
Hello.
From the blog bidsandbuyouts.blogspot.com, is that right?
That is.
Okay, awesome. Should I just use your first name for the podcast? Will that be easiest?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Jimmy. All right. I got the... What is it? The ABBA song about Jimmy?
What?
I got that song stuck in my
head. Money.
No, the one that's like, Jimmy!
Yeah, but money. I think it's pretty much related to our podcast.
Yeah, there you go. Money. Must be funny. When I worked at a video store, we would clean it, and every night... We would put on either ABBA Gold or Friday. We would put one of those two movies on while we were cleaning. So I watched Friday hundreds of times. Okay.
Friday is awesome.
It's like, how in the hell are you going to go get fired on your day off? What you stealing box for? You're going to make a clubhouse? All right.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
You're going to make a clubhouse.
All right. So let's... Let's go ahead and welcome our guest, Jimmy. Welcome. Why don't you let people know how they can get a hold of you?
I have a blog. It's bidsandbuyouts.blogspot.com. And hopefully this week I'll have a link to my Twitter up there.
Awesome. So, and what's your Twitter name?
Jimmy Dargacy.
Okay. All right. Do you want to spell that for the listeners?
Sure. It's JimmyDar. G-O-C-E-Y.
Awesome. And it's Dargacy, not Dargosy.
Right.
We've all learned. And Joaquin, why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, well, you can get a hold of me by going on Twitter and follow Joaquin, which is spelled J-O-K-I-N-E-E-N. I'm awesome, like always.
And welcome back, like we said earlier. Everybody's been missing you, and if you can't find him on Twitter, apparently if you throw meatballs into Finland, you might hit him and get a hold of him. So
yeah, and don't make vodka jokes on me on Twitter. Don't listen to Crazy BDF.
He's been going crazy on Twitter lately for WoW. He's like, oh my gosh, WoW! Oh my gosh, I'm playing the game.
Started raiding or something, I don't know. But I actually quit raiding. I just came back from the holidays and felt like I don't care to raid, it's just stupid. And I said to demote me to
casuals.
Yeah, casual or friend or whatever. I think
they're like, this is hardcore raiding guild. We don't carry slackers.
Yeah, well, that was one reason why I left, because I don't... If I'm number one DPS or top two almost every single encounter, and I don't get rewarded for it because we don't get progress, I don't care about the loot or anything, but the progress is the reward. And I'm doing my best every single time, and we're not getting anywhere. I don't care to raid, just a bit. Doesn't lead anywhere. So, anyways, let's get back to the podcast.
So, let's go ahead and get into the reason why people came, which, you know, besides Joaquin's awesome raiding skills that are so good that he's too good for people, let's go ahead and get into what we've been doing in gold making this week. And so, actually, since you're our guest... Although you're not a lady, so we're still going to let you go first, Jimmy. Why don't you go ahead and let us know what you've been up to this week in gold making?
This week has been a great week for me for glyphs and gems, especially the brilliant Inferno rubies. Last week I had bought 150 Inferno rubies for about 12K and reset the market a few times with some help from some friends, and they've been selling for about 225 gold apiece.
That's good. That's a good price. Nice.
Precise haven't been selling for me, and bolds have been selling a little bit, but it's really been the brilliance that have been carrying my sales. That's about it.
All right. Well,
this is not gonna be long segment. Damn you, Spider-Man.
Tell him, Peter. Apparently everybody gets one. That's right. Okay, so I'll go ahead and jump into what I've been doing in gold making this week. This week has kind of been
the week of the dailies.
This is the week that the dailies kind of like turned on me in a they like tease you with like, oh, there's just two quests, and then like, oh, there's like just three or four quests, and then, oh, now you can do like seven quests, and then they're just like, you have to do 14 quests on every single one of your characters. But so dailies have been taking up a lot of my in-game time because I'm just kind of stupid and I just want to. I'm doing them on four characters, which was all right and manageable at the beginning, but it's kind of getting to the point now where it's like taking me about 3 hours just to finish dailies. And if Nev is correct, there's about 14 dailies you can do per character, and so I'm doing essentially like what 56 dailies a day if I do them all, which is like, even if it took 1 minute per daily, it would take like an hour. So that's a little crazy. But I have still been able to make some decent gold this week, and thanks to our friend the Inferno Rubies. We're going to talk on a little bit more specifics about why the prices might have been going up, at least on my server. But I've been selling my Inferno Rubies finally for about the price I wanted, which was right around 179. I've been selling this week between 145 in the beginning of the week, got up to like 179, and then it's been selling for like 180 for those cuts, and even some of the raws, so that's good. Let's see, Heavenly Shards have been taking off really, really a lot on my server. I've sold quite a few of those at about 85 to 90 gold apiece, which is really nice. Let's see, Twilight Leg Armors, which is kind of one of my standard ones. I'm selling them for less now, but I'm still selling quite a few of those. They're selling for around 200 gold. And then our old friend, the Valor Boots, or Justice Boots, I guess you could call them, have been selling pretty well. I pick them up for 500 gold in Trade Chat, and I use my same techniques for picking out which ones I want to buy, and they've been selling for between 1,500 to 2,500 gold.
Wow.
So...
There are 400 here.
Well,
but though I think our server is
your server's fluted.
Yeah, fluted.
Fluted.
Yeah.
I'm gonna teach you how to say flooded one of these days.
Flooded. Well, damn you Americans! I curse you to hell.
Are you saying that two O's should make a O sound?
I don't know. I'm just. Finish retard. Don't bother.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't.
I actually, when I listened to Neil's podcast, I heard Nev saying whatever, and it instantly came to my mind. Whatever. I have Justin Poits like almost 4,000, and I don't really need any heirlooms because I don't care to level anything. So.
And you can't blow them. You can't. Are you burning them on Justice Boots for 400? Is that worth
it? Well, I haven't done anything. Let's see if something new comes up.
Okay. Yeah, Justice Points. We've been burning ours on getting our. Because we're a little behind the curve, we've been using them for like legs and hands, two piece bonus from the last tier and that kind of stuff. So, Let's see here. The other thing is Frostweave bags. I've had these in my bank for a long time. Sometimes it's good to actually clean out your bank. They've been selling for about 188 gold, which I don't know the math on how much Frostweave is going for right now, but the bags have been going pretty well, which is nice. I don't think it's probably still worth farming them unless, you know, depending on the Frostweave prices. So that's kind of what I've been doing, and in general, it's been things that I either have already stockpiled up, like Inferno Rubies, Heavenly Shards. I get those Heavenly Shards from a lot of times disenchanting items that I get from the auction house for cheap, that go into the blue 83s, and especially the, I think it's called Obsidian Dragonling. Or Elementium Dragonling, which is a trinket that engineers make while they're leveling up that Fade turned me onto. It's level 82, so it doesn't usually show up when people search for 83s, which is what you normally need blues to disenchant into Heavenly Shards. But the Elementium Dragonling sells usually around, sometimes down to 30 or 40 gold, and you can make Heavenly Shards out of those. And actually, I wanted to ask Joaquin or Jimmy, if you guys know, what does the items like the Stormforged Shoulders, what do those give? Do you guys know?
Stormforged Shoulder?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a blacksmithing item you can make to disenchant.
Ah, okay.
If you have cheap ore. I guess
I don't know what that gives.
I'm just going to look it up because I've had people ask me a couple times. It's either greater celestials or heavenly shards. So
I can check it right now. I'm just logging on my shaman.
No, don't play your game. Don't play your game,
dude. I played like I think in one podcast I didn't play, but in every other podcast.
Okay, yeah,
I've
heavenly
been doing
shards.
Something.
Okay, yeah, heavenly shards come from Stormforge Helms, and I'm guessing Stormforged Shoulders. They're,
yeah, one to three.
Yeah, it's one of those ways you can burn ore into heavenly shards is to make. I think the shoulders are probably the cheapest material costs to still get you heavenly shard, and those are blacksmithing intellect items. So I'm going to double check here. Yeah, it's okay. So, those aren't Stormforged Shoulders. They're come on. I shouldn't.
Do you mind? Why so silent?
You mad, bro?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get these fixed here. I'm just trying to look it up. All right. What have we got?
Storm. I have them up.
Here we go. Yeah. So because it takes 2 folded obsidian and 8 elementium bars.
Yeah.
So that's essentially 4 obsidian bars and 8 elementium bars. So if your prices are up, then here, don't worry, Joaquin. Don't
what?
Worry.
Worry about what?
I'll make you mad.
What? Dude, you're stoned.
No.
How many times I have told you that?
No, I'm making you mad because I'm going on under my journal and looking up the mat costs so that I
yeah, if to... you.
Okay, so it looks like they're selling for about 109 and they cost about 80. So right now, at least on my server, it's not worth it. But if you check your Undermine journal for Stormforged Shoulders, you might be able to make heavenly shards that way.
I think you cannot call yourself a gold maker if you use Undermine journal because it's unfair.
But now you guys have Auction House Spy that's coming up.
Yeah,
so you'll be able to do the same thing.
I think it's not pretty. Is it exactly the same? I think.
I don't think it's exactly the same. Yeah. It's a new one. It's still in beta, so it's one of those things that still. It looks like for EU, there's. Wow, there's a lot of servers on here. I think I'm going to see. Joaquin, do you. What server is. What server
Lightning
are you?
Split EU.
Okay.
Don't you know where the Paragon plays? The mighty Paragon, full of bot players.
No, they're not. Okay, so your server's not on there yet, but they do have a big long list now of a lot of servers for EU.
I'm offended.
So. Well, they said that they're adding them. All right, so that's
fair.
Joaquin already let us know. Joaquin, did we already ask you what you've been doing in gold making this week? Let's go ahead and ask you that.
Oh yeah, actually you didn't, but this week is, I think it's wrong. I think it's in past few days, but I've noticed that Inferno rubies on my server scale have went up pretty well, and the uncut ones have been around 60 to 80, which is pretty good. They're usually 40 to 50. And the cut ones haven't been that good. Sometimes they are like 80, 70, 60, but now they are 50 to 60. So the raw ones have went pretty well.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty happy about it because I had a lot. And after I burned some, well, pretty much all of my stock, I start buying some ore and see if I can make it work on my server, because it's pretty poor trying to sell the uncommons on my server. But I think we get to that pretty much later, to the ore part.
Yeah. All right, well, that's what we've been doing in gold making this week. Joaquin or Jimmy, is there anything else that you kind of jogged your memory that you've been up to this week?
Just the gems and the glyphs. I've been resetting markets on the gems, some heavenly shards, and other enchanting mats from the shuffle.
How is your glyph market going? Like, what kind of glyph seller are you, and what do you find? Because I know that for different people, it's different a way that they approach the glyph market.
Well, one of the major changes was learning TSM. Nev helped me out with that, and it's been wonderful with canceling and relisting gems and glyphs. I probably wouldn't be able to keep up with it the way that I have without TSM.
How often do you kind of camp the auction house, or do you kind of come a couple times a day like Nev does and cancel and repost, or how have you been approaching it?
I camp it like when I'm waiting for TB, mm-hmm. or other battlegrounds, and just come in and out.
About what's some good prices for your glyphs that you're seeing sales for right now? Or
if I'm looking at my sales right now, I sold a glyph of Slowfall a few minutes ago for 636 gold. Arcane Barrage for 249. Blink for 100. This is all the same tune.
Hmm.
And that's right around my fallback. If nobody has anything listed, it's usually in the 600s, and I could usually sell a few of those a day.
Wow, that's a lot more than I've ever seen my glyphs sell for, so looks like you do have a nice tasty market there.
Yeah, it's been nice. I'm not sure what you're setting your fallback at.
Mine's at 200 for the most part.
Okay, so if you set your fallback higher, up in the 600 range, if nothing's listed, you'll probably sell at least a few of those a day.
All right, well, thanks, Joaquin and Jimmy, for letting us know what you guys have been doing in gold making this week. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll get into our main topics. We need to come up with a good name for it. I always think of Meat of the Show, which is, like, I think from the instance, but we need a name for the middle segment. So if you guys out there on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, whatever, can come up with a name for our main segment of the show, let me know. All right, we'll be back in just a second.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Power Gold Podcast. I'm your host, Flux, along with my co-host, Joaquin.
Hey.
Is that your impression? Is that your impression of Sam?
Dude, I don't want to be like the same every single time.
Okay. It just reminded me of Nev, when she's like, hey, hey, and special guest, Jimmy.
Hello.
And we're going ahead and get into this segment of the show. Joaquin was so happy to remind me that we need to do a finish word of the week, which is good because we're educational. This is an educational podcast, so I'll give you a word, Joaquin. You can translate it on the fly, and we can see if we can learn it. I think the one that I want to do this week is gems.
Okay, gem. Gem. I think there's a few words for it, but I think diamante. It's like. But yeah, I think it's, yeah, diamante.
How do you spell it?
I'll spell it.
T-I-M-A-N-T-T-I.
Yep.
And it's pronounced how?
Diamante.
Diamante.
Yeah. You're actually doing better with the double, what is it called?
Like, double consonants?
Yeah, you're actually doing better with them.
Diamante.
Because I remember when you first tried them, you couldn't pronounce them at all.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Your secret Finnish lessons.
I'm practicing, yeah. I have my computer wife that helps me learn
Diamante. So you're cheating on Pinky.
With the computer.
With the computer.
That's all right. The computer actually, hold on. I'm going to look up a word. Hold on. So, mine, gold, Brunen. I don't know if I'm spelling it right. Ah, yeah, mine, gold, Brunen, who is a Twitter gold maker, gold blogger from Germany.
Oh,
I can't do German. Mine, gold, Brunen. It means my gold fountain.
I would like to visit Germany because there's awesome sausage and beer there. That's one place besides America where I want to visit at some point.
Well, one place I lived in Washington State had a village or a city that was made up to look like Germany. So there you go. Sausage Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah. Sausage.
Mein Goldbrunnen. I can't do German accents very good. Anyway, so Diamante. So if you go to the... Shoot. Now I can't put them all together. What's auction house?
Huutokauppa.
Yeah, if you go to the Huutokauppa to spend some kulta, you can buy some Diamante.
Diamante, yeah. If you... buy it, you buy Diamantea, but the word is Diamante.
Diamantea. All right. So, we're all learning. You're spreading the word of Finnish love.
Yeah.
So, did you see that drawing I sent to you, the picture, Joaquin?
Actually, I didn't. You send it?
Yeah, well, I sent it to your Twitter. It was the Scandinavian coat of arms.
I need to check that out. Did you message it to me or
no? I put it as a mention to you. Let me find.
Okay.
Where is it? There we go. Come on. Dirty South. I sent that to Wes. Thanks again, Wes, for being on our podcast last week.
Oh yeah, I hate you. You took my spot.
Dirty South. Yeah, he's okay. So
he said he was working on something for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said he should be able to have it done today.
Hmm.
Rules.
Oh, Rules is working on something for me?
Yep.
Okay. Well, the funny thing is, Rules is on your server, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So yeah, there's a little coincidence rules. Who's done some gold tips on the show is actually on Jimmy's server. So yeah, I don't know where that is, Joaquin. That's kind of gonna freak me out now.
Dirty South.
Dirty South. Okay, sent. Do you remember the first gold tip that Rules sent, and I played it, and it has at the end he's like coming to you from whatever Dirty South.
Oh yeah.
All right.
We need to learn that in Finnish.
Dirty South.
Dirty South in Finnish.
It doesn't make sense in Finnish though.
Oh, that's a retweet. Oh, Gimps Gold, Powered Gold, Joaquin. There we go. I found it. Okay, hold on. Let me put this in Skype chat. Joaquin, you can tell me if this is true.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh yeah.
So.
Well, but the lion's hand should be on the blade.
So, for those of you who aren't seeing what we're seeing, it's the Scandinavian coat of arms, and like a cartoon version of each one. So the first one is Denmark, and as Denmark is three horny blue lions, then because there's hearts around them, then the Sweden is two ridiculously pompous lions because they got like. Bows on their tails and stuff. Then Norway is one dancing lion, and he's got like glow sticks. And then Finland is one special, quote unquote, special lion, and he stabbed himself in the face with a sword.
Yeah, I actually love those. What are those called? What is that
caricature? No,
I mean the. Not cartoon, but what is the word?
Comic?
Yeah. I actually love that comic.
Is that a famous comic?
Not famous, but there's a lot of pictures in internet. I mean comics.
Uh-huh.
With those same characters.
Oh, okay.
Like Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland.
Oh, okay. The Finland has one retarded lion. It says. Oh, poor Finland. He's eating the flowers and stabbing himself in the face with the sword. So I thought about you.
Oh, yes.
So. All right. So that's our cultural lesson for the day, for the week. Let's go ahead and get into patch 4.2. There's two things we're going to talk about in patch 4.2. It's what's on everybody's mind, because one way or another, whether you're a raider, solo person, gold maker, it's affecting you. And the first thing I wanted to talk about in about 4.2 is the dailies and how the dailies are affecting the economy in subtle ways. And Joaquin, you had brought up this topic at the beginning before we started recording the podcast. So do you want to talk a little bit about how you think the dailies might be affecting the economies right now on the servers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is very interesting, and I think this will be much more bigger thing on servers with fluted economy, because the amount of gold you get from dailies does not increase compared to the auction house prices, and it's pretty obvious. So all the servers which have which average prices are much lower than on other servers, this is gonna affect your I'm pretty much 100% sure that now people are doing the dailies, a lot of people are doing them, but not for the gold but the other rewards, so they have all this extra gold to spend on something else. So I see, and I've noticed that I've sold much more, like all the normal items, like gems and enchanting materials and stuff like that, much more than usually. So I think a lot more people are actually gemming their alts with the best gems and other stuff, because the gems on my server aren't that expensive compared to, for example, Jimmy's and Flux's server. Like, their Inferno rubies are 200 plus gold, and on my server they are a bit lower than 100. So you get around 200 gold per day if you do the dailies with one character. So I definitely would say that on on servers with fluid economy, this is gonna affect your what would be all the items which you need all the time, like basic needs or
necessities.
Something. Yeah,
daily necessities.
Yeah, it's gonna affect the daily necessity sellings, I think. Because all the people who do achievements and other stuff, they will have the gold, because it pretty much, you cannot do all the hardest achievements with if you don't have like gold to do them and pay for the stuff. So yeah. This is gonna affect the normal casual players' gold, and they get gold and they will actually buy all the daily necessities. And this is my theory, and I've seen it. I've seen increase in my sellings, and I think on every server which has cheap gems and cheap prices are definitely gonna see and have seen increase in their auction sellings.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is something, if it's similar to what it was like in Burning Crusade, when Quel de Nos came out, at least in my memory, because I wasn't, I mean, I'd always use the auction house, but I wasn't really that much of a gold maker, but the dailies from Quel de Nos provided me with a steady income that made it, and I noticed it. I noticed it. So, you know, doing it on, I think I probably did them on 3 or 4 characters at that point, was, I would see my gold increasing, and I'd be like, wow, this is great. You know, I'm going to keep doing these because maybe now I can buy, you know, X thing or Y thing. And the other thing that I think it might actually do is it's just getting more people into the game, even just for 10 or 15 minutes, at least at first, because, you know, you get that first little taste, and then you got to keep going. So by Blizzard saying, you know, you don't want to get behind, come in, you know, do your dailies. They say, like, spend a half hour, but maybe after they're done with their dailies, they say, well, I want to level up my alt, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. So they could also be just more people in the game in general.
Yeah, and the same with the Isle of Quel de Nos that there is now, that you also work for some other rewards, like the rewards you get from the Quartermaster. And the thing with the Quel de Nos was also that the progress was to unlock more dailies and more things to do, where also that if more the dailies the whole server did, you progressed in invading the ISIL. So
the Isle?
Isle. Yeah, few.
Jimmy, what's your take on this?
I've noticed some of the stuff like Volatile Fire, the prices are going down. I had stocked up a bunch, and they're about 5 gold cheaper than when I was getting them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's going to change.
I hope
it does.
I noticed that as well, as far as, because you get so much, like I get about, I would imagine about 10 volatile fires a day on each character, so that's 40 volatile fire extra I wouldn't have been getting otherwise. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where people just auto-loot, and then they go to their, you know, they go to sell trash or whatever, and they're like, oh, I have 10 volatile fires, and if they don't have anything to do with them, then they're just going to be selling them. So that was an unexpected thing. But the other thing I noticed that might be affecting certain markets is the leather, because I've got to the third phase on Fireland dailies, and in the third phase there's a lot of spiders that people have to kill. And for a leather worker, or for a skinner, I have 2 skinners actually that are running the dailies, and You just see this massive sea of like these giant bright yellow spider legs like sticking up in the air because they're all dead, and you're just like, ah, it's like, ah, it's like leather heaven. So I've probably been coming away because, you know, you'll skin and then you'll aggro one and then you'll kill it and skin it, but while you're skinning it, it'll aggro another one and you'll kill it, and you know, you can get to in this kind of loop thing. But I would imagine just from my experience with that the leather supply is probably going up, which means that the prices are probably going to go down, with which if you use leather for something that you can make a profit off of, it could be good. But if you're just trying to make money selling leather, then, you know, I shipped a bunch of leather off to my leather worker, and I'm going to try to see how I might be able to do it. One of our people on Twitter was letting us know that they saw their pristine hides dropping down to like 100 gold. So if people are like burning leathers into pristine hides to try to make gold off of it, because they've been, you know, at 300 or so gold or 400 for a long time. So the materials for leather might be cheaper, but then it also might drive the leather market down.
Oh yeah, first time I actually felt like rolling leather working or skinning, just because the pristine hide prices went crazy along with the normal leather. I don't even know what the normal leather is, but
savage leather.
Yeah, savage leather. Just because the hides were so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. You know, it's one of those things where I've had luck in leather working based off of leg armors, and those leg armors do take like 8 savage leather, but they're not really, that's not really, there's not really a good place to burn it. So, you know, it could be like maybe we need to come up with some sort of way to shuffle leather into an item that can be disenchanted and do that. But so far I've just seen, I'm still watching the leather market on my server to see. Actually, I'm gonna touch that. I'm gonna touch it. Touch it.
What?
I'm gonna
What's
use
touch
the,
under, mean?
The Undermine journal. That's. I just. yeah.
What's
savage.
Pristine hide. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hold on a second. Pristine. Let me just get Heavy Savage and Savage into their own tabs, and then I'll look at Pristine Hides. Because it looks like Pristine Talon, Pristine Fin, there we go. Yeah, so it looks like I'm waiting for it to load here. Okay, so Savage Leather has gone up massively on, it looks like, July 14th, which might have been around the time when a lot of people were unlocking the dailies. It went from average 480 or like 300, it went up to 1500 pieces, but then that kind of dropped down, and it's kind of going up and down, but the prices have kind of remained even, so that's good, at about 3 gold a piece, but that was way lower than I remember it, because I used to be able to sell it for 5 or 7 gold. And then Heavy Savage Pristine Hides actually doesn't look like it's bringing up a chart, but they're down to, well, it's not so bad still, I guess, here, 230 gold a piece.
Yeah, they're 205
online. Oh, sorry, 293 gold, and then if you made 10 Pristine, or 10 Heavy Savages, you'd be cost 230. So I guess it's not as bad as I thought, but I can see on a lot of servers, Pristine Hides are getting, well, not a lot, some. It looks like they're still decent, so keep skinning away, and you might be able to make some money off of that, Pristine Hides. So overall, I think that dailies are bringing people into the game. Like you said, Joaquin, they're giving people money that might not normally. I mean, to somebody who doesn't really pay attention to making money, we figured it out. Nev thought that we did about 14 dailies a day if you're doing all of them, and I figured you got about 13 gold a day, or 13 gold a daily. it might be a little bit more. It's like 200 gold, which, you know, maybe doesn't seem like a lot, but maybe over a week somebody goes, wow, I got like 1,000 gold, you know?
But yeah, I think that's one thing which they changed. I think the dailies in TBC gave much more gold compared to the value of the gold.
Yeah, that's true. They gave about 250 gold back then. So
I think they gave about like few gold less than they do now, if I'm sure. I think they gave like 12 or something.
Well, overall, I remember getting about 200 gold per character per day doing those. So
I think they gave like 12 or something.
I don't know how overall, if 12 gold now is the same as 12 gold back then, possibly. But no, back then,
not at all.
Back then, 12 gold was a lot more than it is now.
I think it should be around, like, if we think about the value, I think a close one would be around 70, to be honest. Around 100. Hmm. Well, if you think about it, back then there was no gold things, and the epic mount was actually hard to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These days you get it by just doing all the quests.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now the next part that I wanted to talk about in patch 4.2 is something I've noticed, Joaquin, you've noticed, and Jimmy, you've noticed. We've talked about it already, but basically, when I've been watching carefully Infernal Ruby prices, because like I talked about on the last show, I had a bunch stocked up, but I didn't want to sell them too cheap. And actually this week, I noticed them finally starting to sell for my price, which was like 179. That was what I was holding out for. I didn't want to drop too many at like 130 or 120, which is what they had been selling for. So I held out and kept mine up at that price. And this last week, they actually started selling for about 170, 180 on a consistent basis. And my theory as to why this is that 4.2 comes out, a bunch of people come back into the game, a bunch of people that are kind of part-time gold makers or part-time auction house people come in and start like trying to just make the quick gold. Markets were crazy, but now I think either those people have, some people have quit back in the game, quit the game again because they already came in and said, oh, I'm bored of everything, or are playing less, aren't paying attention to the auction houses, and supplies are drying up. And so that my theory is that the regular gold makers that were making gold before 4.2 are still doing it and are able to, at least on my server, help the prices kind of rise back up because there's less people paying attention to it, and the few people that actually care about it are helping bring prices up. Jimmy, what's your take on that, on the economy as far as the cycle that it's been through, and maybe what cycle we're in right now, or what part of the cycle?
Well, I definitely think that supplies are drying up. I've seen a lot of people dropping out of the market, and right before they do, you know, they're listing one or two gems, and where they were listing 7, 8, 9 before, and you could see them listing less and less, and they're obvious. It's obvious that their supply is drying up. Plus, a lot of the other prices, like Heart Blossom and Elementium Ore, have been way high. So they haven't been able to either shuffle or use the Carnelians to make more gems.
Yeah, I if they're like me and they're stupid and they do dailies on four characters, they might actually just not have enough time to do as
that
much.
That could be it too.
Joaquin,
yeah, definitely.
What do you think, Joaquin? Where are we at in this cycle?
I don't know what to say. I don't really know.
Okay. I think that this, the one thing I've noticed is that people burn through content really quickly. Like, they have these expectations about patches that it's gonna like make the game like completely brand new, and I think there is a good amount of people that come back for patches. Like, they might play a month at a time and like just see what's going on, and then like, oh, this isn't really doing it for me. So they'll just let their account expire. They'll cancel their account, and then they'll come back in 4.3, and they'll be like, okay, what's going on? Oh, you know. Because I know my wife plays the game consistently, but even she was disappointed at first with the dailies because, you know, she thought that might be something to help her do something to do in the game. And then when it only took 10 minutes, she's like, oh, okay, so this is what I'm supposed to log into every day, is to come do 10 minutes, you know, 10 minutes more, okay. And when she's only doing it on one character. Now, granted, nowadays your dailies will take you about a half hour or a little bit more. But I just think in general, the volatility has gone down. And before the show, we had said that there's like a possibility of that Blizzard's continuing to do their job of banning like botters and hackers and that kind of stuff. At least on my server, personally, I've seen ore prices hover around 45 gold with not really much below that, and also going up to, like you said and before the show, Jimmy, like 55 gold. So it's kind of one of those things, and I'm not finding any cheap volatile life. I'm buying volatile life to do my transmutes at 9 gold a piece, like, you know, in big stacks. And so I've almost started wanting to farm my own volatile life, farm my own ore, take time to actually farm to help keep my profits up. And so, but if you're a gold maker and you have your system and you've been doing your system, now might be a time, at least, you know, depending on server, of course, now might be a time that you can make some good returns for those of us that have stuck in the market. So
even Heart Blossom on my server right now is up over 100 gold a stack.
Yeah, that's
which is insane. You know,
I don't buy a lot of it because I bought a bunch at 3 gold a stack back in the past, but
3 gold a stack or 3 gold a piece?
No, sorry. Yeah, 3 gold a piece. That would have been really good. 3 gold a piece, and right now it looks like my server, it's still hovering around 1 gold 99 each. So it's actually down below. But the total amount available looks like not too much. There's probably like 10 stacks or something. So it is crazy to think about how different each server's personalities are, because with Joaquin's server, you have really low prices almost across the board. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's selling glyphs at 600 gold here and there. And how much is volatile life on your server, Joaquin?
About 1 gold to 2 gold all the time. Yesterday, I was actually able to see that somebody bought all the cheap ones, or they expired, and they were up to 5 gold. So I actually was able to sell 3 stacks of volatile life for 5 gold mm-hmm. each, yeah. And I bought them all for 1 gold. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I've been finding those kind of gaps where I'll watch the supply. When the supply drops, I'll jump in with high-priced versions of everything. That's, you know, so if obsidian ore, if there's only like 6 stacks or 4 stacks, I'll put up a bunch higher than that, and when those low ones drop out, then my higher ones still get purchased. And so I've had some good success just watching the markets, and mainly I just do that through trades or through Auctionator to see, when I search for items, how many of each item there is. And every once in a while you'll get a gap where you won't, like, where you won't find an item, and you're like, oh wow, let's get this going. All right, so the next thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about was something that we had talked about yesterday, Jimmy, when we were chatting. And this is kind of your situation that you're finding yourself in. I'm just going to say it now. Collusion, monopoly, price fixing, cartel. Those are all the words that people can think of.
All the felonies.
All the way. But there's also cooperation and partnerships. Anyways, so can you talk a little bit about the situation that you've found yourself in your gem market lately? Because it's not something I've heard talked about a lot before. And whether it's right or wrong, I'm not going to say, but I just want to get an idea about it because it's something that's really kind of fascinating to me. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you've been doing lately in your gem market?
Yeah, it actually came about by accident. I was relisting gems through TSM, and I kept getting undercut by one copper. I'd cancel, relist. This went on for about an hour, and it was the same person. And I finally had my gems up there for a few minutes, didn't get undercut. So I whispered the person and said, you know, do you want to just price match on this? I'm ready to go to bed. And I didn't get an answer back. And so I went to bed. I said, good luck, you know, whatever they were going to do, if they're going to price match or if they were going to undercut me, I wasn't going to waste any more time on it. And I got a message the next day that said, I will price match you. And what had happened is they were AFK when I had whispered them. They were kind of sick of the whole undercutting thing. But in that message, they said, you know, they gave me a list of names. You might want to contact these. It ended up being seven people. We all price match each other in the gem market. And they use the white list through TSM. So I contacted all of them through in-game mail and said, you know, I talked to this person and they said that you guys price match. I said, I'll add you to my white list, and if you want to price match, that's fine. You know, you're on my white list now. And to my surprise, every single one of them responded back rather quickly and said, yeah, we added you to the white list. They were all happy about it. And ever since then, my sales have really increased dramatically in gems, because there's really no competition. In the competition that we do have, we usually buy out to reset the market, or they're not on as much. So we'll throw up four or five gems at a time, and we'll all get sales from it. And it's worked out great.
Now, when you say price match, do you mean exact match or just not undercut? Or do you undercut each other a set amount? Or do you all just set it to the same price?
It's all the same price. And we'll all throw up usually about four gems at a time.
So now, sorry, I don't want to interrupt you if you're still talking. I have a question.
No,
I have questions, but I can wait.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
So basically, the whitelist feature is something that I don't think a lot of us use on TradeSkillMaster. I think it actually is almost on by default for your alts. I could be wrong, but essentially this is a list setting. I don't know where it is in TradeSkillMaster. Maybe you could explain it, but this is people that you're not going to undercut, right? Is that how it works?
Right. I'm trying to look here to see exactly where it's at. I'm looking right now.
I think that's pretty clever.
If you go under your auctioning groups options, which is a little coin, there is a general tab, a whitelist tab, a blacklist tab, and a profile tab. And when you click on the whitelist, it says player name, and you add the name of who you're whitelisting, hit OK, and it adds them to a list, and it'll match exactly whatever they list at.
Oh, it'll match it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So TradeSkillMaster has the ability to set this up. So this, like, because this is kind of like a gray area, I'm not like condoning it, but it is something that is an aspect of gold making. And I guess the one thing to note about this is that it's only possible if there's enough, or if the people are willing to work with it, and you don't have a lot of other people that can keep driving the market down. I know you said that you guys buy out what's under there so that you can clear the market. I mean, that's not really any different. I've done that in the past where I've cleared out cheap stuff to help, you know, my expensive stuff sell. Do you ever worry that maybe you'll get in trouble with Blizzard? Do you think this might be against the terms of service, or have you guys talked about that at all?
No, I really haven't thought about that. I mean, we still have competition. There's still competition there. Mm-hmm. And the buying out has mostly been initiated by me. I'll see that somebody has four gems up that just undercut by 40, 50 gold, and it'll be just the rest of us listing. So I'll say, well, I'll buy out those gems, and or even if there's like 10 or 20 people listing gems, I'll say, well, I think I'm going to reset the market if you want to take your gems down so I don't buy those out. And, you know, they might say, well, we'll help you buy out the market or whatever.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it doesn't make any difference if you do it by yourself, buying somebody out and just posting. I don't see it being against the rules.
No, not that part. I'm talking about the price fixing, basically.
If you want to keep the price at some point, it doesn't matter. You still need to buy everyone else out if you want to do it.
Yeah, I still have competition there.
Yeah, and you still compete with each other, even though you don't just... how it actually works, can you explain it?
Well, basically, what I've done is eliminated 7 of my major competition, who seem like they probably have most of the stock.
So everybody, it sounds like everybody's listing around at the same price, so the auctions basically get luck of the draw kind of way.
Yeah.
And
if you get undercut by somebody else that isn't in that group, well, I might not be on.
Mm-hmm.
So they obviously go and undercut.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the price does change here and there, but
yeah, definitely. For the most part.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, but I think if it goes lower than just gold or something, they buy out. Am I sure?
I'm not sure how they are doing it, but like at one point last week, I saw Brilliant Inferno Rubies go all the way down to 100 gold apiece. Well, I know I'm selling them at 224, no problem. 225, no problem. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick those up.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing there is eliminating the competition stock, hopefully, and basically creating a higher market.
Yeah, that's kind of similar to what Wes was doing. I've done something similar to you as far as working with somebody else to help set a certain market environment. I've done that in the Mysterious Fortune card market where somebody else was like, hey, you know, are you selling Mysterious Fortune cards? Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to clear it out. Let's, you know, we were basically leapfrogging each other for prices. Mm-hmm. And it worked, but it only works as long as everybody else is willing to play along.
Yeah, but, you know, if I would now play on Jimmy's server, I would go and post my own Inferno Rubies for 70 gold cheaper, as long as I would make profit with it. Mm-hmm. And just make guaranteed sales all the time because you want to buy me out, and I would probably end up making more profit than you if I would have my supplier to give me enough ore. So I don't see anything wrong in that, because you can eliminate it and you can actually, I think you have very big potential to make a lot of gold from it, but I think the one who wants to ruin it in the right way, he can make a lot more gold than you will ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's at least in my experience, these things have always been a little, they're delicate, like they only can last so long, but I've never done it to the extent that you're doing it right now, so.
Yeah, it seems to be working. I mean, I don't know if it'll work in the future, especially after, if any of them listen to the show when they hear it.
Dirty South!
Right, but actually, Rules isn't on my whitelist, I should probably ask him, because he lists gems too.
But actually, just taking it from a different angle, it could be, you know, it could be an interesting thing for, like, I know I've heard Fade and a few other people talk about, they found out that their competition is their guildmates, like, say, for example,
right.
or if you're like me and my wife, say we're both working together, or if Nev and her husband sometimes work similar markets, whitelisting your friends could be a good way to help relieve some animosity between you, because it could be, you know, if you're setting the same price, then it just comes down to, you know, who listed first, or I don't know how the default auction interface actually lists same priced items.
It kind of mixes it up.
Okay, yeah.
So you'll have, you know, two of my gems will be up, then two of the other person's, mm-hmm. and,
yeah,
you know, one of my gems, three of theirs, so you're all getting sales from it, which is nice.
Who's eating potato chips?
That's nobody.
Huh?
Nobody.
I think Joe Keen has some cheese over there.
No.
Cheese. Joe, I'm going to send you some cheese. Cheese. So the whitelist feature on Trade Skill Master is I'm actually going to – I think I've actually seen myself possibly undercut myself, although I thought maybe alts were automatically on there. So I might actually have to dig into that a little bit more, or at least put my alts on my own whitelist. I think it could definitely be good for people that have multiple accounts. And they're selling on two different accounts. Yeah.
You know, the whole idea was ran across me before when I was first trying to get into gems. I think it was for 4.1. I had just leveled up a jewel crafter and I was trying to list gems, and somebody kept undercutting me, and I whispered him and said, "Well, we're going to do this all night." And he says, "Just list at the same price as me and you won't have to worry about it." And that was the first I had heard of it.
You have energy drink?
What?
Right.
You have energy drink?
I am drinking an energy drink, too.
Joaquin doesn't even remember his own stories. Remember Joaquin, when you had somebody that was going to undercut you and you said, energy drink?
I picked my words so cleverly. It was just, for my own fun, I was just laughing at home. Even though I knew I would go to sleep in like 10 minutes or something.
So
just scare him. Sometimes it can work though.
And you know, actually, come to think about it, I personally know some, well, I don't personally know them, but on my server I have a person who lists steadily on the auction house, and it actually might be good for me to whitelist them so that I can just match their prices and just let them basically do all the hard work about what to list things for, and just me follow along behind them and match them all the way. That would definitely confuse them, which would be good.
You know, I've done that too.
They're selling for the same price as me. Wait, they're not undercutting me. Wait, head explode. So
meanie.
I've done that with the Glyph Market, some competition there. Because if you whitelist them, you list at the same price. So when they go to cancel for undercuts, they're not seeing you as an undercutter. So I'm listing at the same price as them, and I'm undercutting less.
They're like, I'm putting in these random numbers, but he's still keeping the same price exactly. What the heck? He's stalking me.
So it didn't matter whether those people originally that I spoke with, if they were going to match me or not.
Yeah.
Because unless they blacklisted me.
Mm-hmm. And does that mean, what does blacklisting do?
That's the opposite.
You always undercut them?
Yeah, you always undercut that person. So as long as they didn't blacklist me, I was okay. I whitelisted all the people that I was mailed about.
So this could be something that's not even... It doesn't
have to be a group.
It doesn't have to be coordinated. It could just be something that somebody builds up a whitelist over time to... Interesting. Yeah, go ahead, Joaquin. You could say it.
Stalking your mom.
So, all right.
Awesome song.
That is really interesting, fascinating topic, and I'm going to look into using that more on my own, because if I can let somebody else do all the hard thinking and I can just keep, because I've been out of the Glyph Market, and maybe I'll jump back in a little bit
and raise your threshold up.
Yeah, I'll raise my threshold up. I'll give it a shot. Let's go ahead and move on to the last thing I wanted to talk about in this segment, which is the state of ore shuffling, and also in parentheses herb shuffling. And
it's invented by Joe Keen. All rights reserved, blah blah blah. What?
No, express without, not to be used without express written permission of Major League Baseball.
Baseball. What the baseball got to do with this?
If you don't watch enough American sports, that's what they say after every baseball game. Okay, so let's see. Herb shuffle, ore shuffle, and don't worry, I trademarked my own, the savage leather shuffle. Joaquin, I'm going to look into that. Okay, so where the shuffle was, what the shuffle is, and what it will be, I'm going to actually just go into a little bit of history. For those of you who are listening to the podcast maybe for the first time or just started listening and haven't done your homework to go back through and listen to all 30-plus hours of podcasts, get on your homework. So the history of the Obsidian Shuffle is the most common name for it. A few patches ago, the vendor price for a cut uncommon Cataclysm gem was 9 gold. So essentially, you could buy a 20 stack of Obsidian ore, prospect it, and worst case scenario, you cut and vendored those uncommon gems, you would make 54 gold. Because you'd get an average of 6 gems per stack. Well, then Blizzard's like, no, let's nerf the sale price down to like down to like 75 silver for cuts, but they left the uncut price vendor price at 5 gold. So now if you could find ore under 30 gold, you could shuffle it. Worst case scenario, you sell the raws and you make even money off of that. Now they nerfed the prices of the raw and the cut gems down to pittance, like 50 or and 75 silver each, I think. But going back, so that was the way to not lose money shuffling. Now the thing was, though, the shuffle can go into a lot of different things. So you get the uncommons, you can do a lot of things with them. You can sell them raw, you can sell them on the day that the jewel crafting daily is up, you can make jewelry out of them. You can transmute them into raws with some herbs. The jewelry that you make can then be disenchanted, and then the enchanting mats. So either you're going to sell the raws, or you're going to sell some version of enchanting mats, or if in case of carnelians, you can make infernal rubies, which is probably what the majority of people were doing now. In the past, it was really popular to make carnelian spikes and disenchant those to get greater celestial essences. And so you essentially were converting ore into money. And in the past, you could technically just sell it right to the vendor and make money off of it. Like if you bought ore for 30 gold a stack and you could make 54 gold from the vendor, you'd be making money off of it. So Blizzard's attempt to kind of like make this less and less profitable has worked in one way, but in another way, it's a little bit more risky to shuffle nowadays because you don't have that safety net of being able to sell it to the vendor. But yeah, I still think... go ahead, Joakim.
Yeah, it also affected the auction house prices for all the other gems, but pretty much Night Stones, Carnelians, and the daily... the specific daily gems at the daily days. So
affected it in what way?
Lowered them a lot. They used to be, of course, because you could sell them to vendor for 5 gold. They used to be always around 7 at least. So now they are pretty much all the other ones, besides the daily days, they are around 4 gold or something or less.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So the Timante.
That's right.
So there's been this long history for the last 4 months, 5 months. A lot of us, including myself, have been making good money off of not just like brainlessly like shuffle, you know, prospect. I mean, there's been times where it's been like that, but for me, it's been a nice way to, you know, I'll flow things different ways. It was a good way to get all my Inferno Rubies before 4.2 because I could offset the costs. And the state of the shuffle now, I would say, is it's still done by quite a few people, but they have to be more smart about how they actually end up doing their things. Most of the gems, except for Zephyrites, if the prices... What I do is I'll shuffle, I'll get ore if it's like 35 gold or so, and usually this only is when I run out of daily gems. I'll shuffle through, I'll check prices. If the price is around 12 gold or above on the uncommons, I tend to sell them that way. But otherwise, I'll shuffle everything that's Alicites, Hessenites will mostly get shuffled into jewelry. Jaspers will get shuffled into jewelry. And then I'll take one cycle through the auction house first before I send them off to get disenchanted. Unfortunately, I'm not very good about doing enchanting scrolls like some people I know are. But, you know, it's not as efficient as it's not as streamlined as it used to be, but it's still a way to at least make your Inferno Rubies and offset the cost of the Inferno Rubies by selling all the other gems as enchanting mats and stuff like that. So it's more involved because you need essentially a jewel crafter to prospect them. You need a jewel crafter to make the jewelry. Then you need a enchanter to disenchant them. And if you're going to transmute Inferno Rubies, you need an alchemist. So there's a lot more steps involved. But I don't know. Joaquin, what do you think the state of the shuffle is right now?
I think it's pretty risky, and especially in realms like mine, where the economy is fluid and all the stuff are much more cheaper than on the other servers, I would be very careful with the shuffle. Mm-hmm. Before I would do the calculations and buy like 20 stacks first and see how all the other gems go. All the ones which nobody needs.
Mm-hmm. And actually, if you're thinking about trying the shuffle, if you've just been getting into it, download the add-on Ore Crusher and do a scan on your auction house, then run Ore Crusher, enter the price for ore on your server. Huh?
And the price.
Enter the price?
Ah, never mind.
And you will then, it'll tell you what is profitable, whether it's transmuting or making jewelry or whatever. So that's one way to do it. Jimmy, what do you think the state of the shuffle is? Were you ever really big into it? And if so, what are you doing nowadays with it?
I actually got into it like the last week or two, I guess before 4.1 when they made the initial change. On the price of the gems, and I don't do it much anymore. Occasionally, if I see ore cheap enough, I'll grab it, mainly for the infernos and for the enchanting mats, but not like it used to be.
Yeah, it's that's kind of interesting because it seems like you're coming at it from a I'll shuffle if. Maybe I think I can make some money off of it, where I think I come at it from, I run two jewel crafters every day through the daily quest, so if my stocks are low enough on the daily gems, I don't like paying like 25 gold for one daily gem, so I'll usually rather spend that on the ore. So I tend to use it for that, but I think when I run out of Inferno Rubies, I'll start looking into actually trying to do it to make Inferno Rubies. But Jimmy, you get a lot of your Inferno Rubies from low people posting it for low prices, right?
Yeah, I do. What I picked up about a week ago was because somebody was going on vacation, I picked up 150 for 80 gold a piece, so 12K. Mm-hmm. And then probably through resetting markets or when the markets were low enough, I probably picked up another 150.
Is there a time that you guys have noticed, whether it's during the week or during the day, when the prices for these tend to be lowest?
Early morning on my server, it seems like the price is everybody undercuts and the prices are real low.
Do you think it's left over from the night before, or is it in the morning?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I still get sales at the higher prices at night, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
If maybe it's just people.
Maybe there's
as I've said before, I think people buy a lot more at night than they post.
So maybe people post more in the mornings and undercut each other, and then
yeah, and then at night you have the people that maybe are doing raids and getting gear, so it cycles through faster.
That's true. Yeah,
or doing PvP and getting gear also.
Yeah, I don't tend to buy a lot of gems, so it's not something I, since I guess it's just because I've been shuffling so long. Joe Keen, tell us about your patented herb shuffle and what's the state of this, because it was something we talked about a couple podcasts ago, and it's something I've got questions from readers about, and I've never had a good answer because there's not a simple answer to how people can, because people think that ore is like the same thing as herbs, so they'll like they'll say that they'll get some really crazy deal on herbs, but then they'll be stuck with it. And
yeah, well, I bought around 1,000 stacks lately. Whiptail and Twilight Jasmine, kind of 50-50. I was able to actually sell, I think I paid 20 to 25 gold per stack. And I was actually able to sell some, like 20 stacks of Whiptail for 80 gold. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. So I resetted the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And same with Twilight Jasmine, but with all the other herbs I pretty much shuffled, so I milled them, and I tried to sell Inferno Ink. That didn't go pretty well, so like 10 per day, but Black Fallow, it went like crazy, and 5 gold each, which means, because you get average amount of Black Fallow you get per stack is 5, so if you calculate, I got 25 gold per stack, but just by selling the Black Fallows. And you get also from Whiptail, you get average amount of Inferno Inks you get per stack of Whiptail is 1. So I'm now with the Inferno Inks, and I'm pretty much trying to sell them slowly, 20 gold each in auction house, and just waiting with them. I don't really bother to make the Darkmoon card chest, because on my server there's so many people who are pretty much just yelling on the trade that they will sell like 1,000 gold. They offer to sell them 1,000 gold less than in auction house, so I don't bother. But that's just my server, so fluid at prices. It could work on other servers.
Mm-hmm.
Still making the Darkmoon cards. Because Tsunami and Volcano are still very, very good.
Yeah, I've actually noticed there's kind of this trend where we used to call them welfare epics, but there's this trend I've noticed where alts are like getting leveled now. Alts, people's alts are kind of coming up, and they're trying to get into heroics, and they're just, they've done like the quests, they've done all that. They don't want to deal that crap again, so they just want to buy everything for their alt from level 85 to get into heroics. I've noticed that. So like when I got my paladin up to 85, I didn't want to bother going questing in Twilight Highlands or anything, so I just bought enough items for him from the auction house to get him up. And so I think a lot of us are kind of using our money to outfit our alts and buying up like cheap items. And so if you have a lot of alts and you're have a lot of herbs, maybe making some Dark Moon cards to just for your alts, and then if you know, picking up maybe cheap cards off the auction house to build decks, and it might be a fun little side project for somebody that just wants to, you know, burn through those inks and get something somewhat useful out of it, and maybe have others.
But I think I have this idea that Blizzard will add a lot more craftables during the expansion that they did before, like they did now in Firelands, the first major patch with new content, with new raid content, and they added a lot of craftables. So I wouldn't just sell all the Inferno Inks if you cannot get good amount of gold. Mm-hmm. Still, because I make double profit per stack of herb now, so.
And they're not selling on my server at all.
Yeah, I even on decent prices, I think the reason that Inferno Inks don't sell is because the only people that would buy them are the only people that would buy them are people that already have them, because there are just other inscriptionists that have the same problem as us. I've had some success in the past selling them here and there. I think maybe it's inscriptionists that have almost almost enough to make a few more cards or whatever, and just want, you know, don't want to have to shuffle through more herbs. But all in all, there's no easy way to shuffle herbs, unfortunately, that I at least that I found.
These days, you cannot really even trade the cards with anybody, so people with not a lot of money can't, you know, make the cards for themselves like they used to if they wanted to do them cheaper than just buying out of auction house, because you cannot trade the cards. You just get random cards and you just sit with them unless you get more cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's, you can't go into problem. It in a small way. You have to go into it in a big way.
Yep. Before you could go small into it, but now you need to go big if you want to do anything.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've just never been a huge fan of the cards in this expansion. I did quite a few in the last expansion, but this expansion, I know some people that have made a lot of money off of it, but I've just never, I don't like investing that much into it without knowing what the outcome's going to be. Jimmy, have you run into any excesses of herbs on for yourself, and if so, what have you done with it? Or do you not really farm, so you don't really run into an extra, or how do you do that?
Well, everything's been pretty high on my server, but, you know, I use TSM for the shopping, crafting mats, and get most of my herbs that way, even though I do have a herbalist I could farm with.
Is that mostly just to run your glyph market? Is that how you burn through most
of your herbs? Yeah, and that's what I'm using it for, is the glyphs.
Cool. Well, I might have to... It looks like I might have... I don't have a ton. I did actually happily... Well, here I am saying there's no way. Happily, I was able to burn through all my Whiptail selling Mysterious Fortune cards. So, you know, those sold between 7 to 9 gold a piece. So that's not a bad way to do it. And I've been making fortune cookies, and I think I'm going to do that more and sending those to my alts when we're running dungeons, you know, for the 90 stat buff food. So maybe not super gold maker, but a way to get cheap buff foods. And possibly, if you know how to make fortune cookies and they're not completely tanked on your server, to make those and sell those, because I think the more people that know about them might pick them up as well, to just give you the boost that you want, especially people doing pug raids and just dailies and stuff like that. So that's the other possibility. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and even Dust of Disappearance, because as long as you're in the glyph market, you might be selling.
Yeah.
Selling the Dust of Disappearance.
Yeah, check your prices. When I was selling it, I would sell mine for about 5 gold AD a piece, and that was worth it to me, because they make 3 with 1 ink, and if it's selling for 6 gold, then that's, you know, 18 gold in ink. So
yeah, I could sell them for 2 gold and still make 1 gold profit. So
there you go.
They're selling for 9 gold on my server.
Bark for Dust of Disappearance is that I'm selling it for half of the vendor cost, which usually gets people's attention, and then I have a bark I put out when I would put mine up. All right, well, I think that's gonna wrap it up for this segment. Do you guys have anything else you wanted to chat about before we take a break?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What did he say? He did a good version of it on his Twitter. I don't remember how he spelled it, but it's okay, Joaquin. We still love you. All right, well, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna get into shoutouts and posts of the week. So we'll be back in just a second.
Terminator.
I'll be back. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Power Word Gold podcast, episode number 16. I'm your host, Flux, along with my co-host, Joaquin.
Yeah!
And my and our guest, Jimmy.
Hello.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and do shout-outs, which is one of our favorite parts of the show. Jimmy, I'm actually going to let you go first. So do you have some shout-outs that you wanted to give out on the show today?
By the way, I need to say first something.
Don't. Yeah. Interrupting cow. Moo.
Jimmy, you need to be more positive, not like dull when you say hello. You need to be like me or Flux. Well, I'm don't sorry. Be Flux.
I'll be practice me. It.
Do you need me to restart the whole thing, Joaquin?
No. Now you can be awesome. Awesome, too.
Awesome.
Awesome.
See, Jimmy says it better than you do. All right, interrupting cow. Be quiet for just a second. We'll let Eeyore do his post.
That's my nickname.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give some shout outs. I guess I'll give some shout outs. Nobody cares about me.
I only have a couple shout outs. Bids, Rules, Nev, of course, Selly, Tag, Varissa, and the rest of the elders.
You forgot one of the most important one.
Is that you?
Damn right! It's better than yours!
My joking is better than yours. My joking brings all the boys to the yard.
All the girls to the yard.
Why would I want girls to the yard, why would you want girls to the yard? Boys to the yard. You gotta bring the boys to the yard.
I don't like boys.
Fine.
Lucy! Right.
Hi, Lucy.
She can't hear you. She might have supersonic hearing, but she can't hear a little earphone from all the way across the room. Alright. So, thank you, Jimmy. And Joaquin doesn't have any shout-outs.
So. Yeah, I have the same shout-outs that Flux does. Or, well, not that many, I think, but... Because you, like,
Say every single...
You list every single person in a whole universe or something.
That's because we get a lot of people that need shout-outs. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and get into shout-outs. First off, shout-outs in the comments for last week's podcast, thanks to Hyper, which actually is Josh DJX, so I made the connection finally in my brain. So thank you, Josh, Daraxis, and Ned Lloyd. Thank you guys for commenting on the episode last week. Are on the comment section. go ahead and get into some Twitter shoutouts. Soko Wow, Lion_Gaming, Gimps Gold, Nev AH Addict. Discord Dave, Mine Gold Brunen, Mine Gold. Hold on, do I still have that up here? Hold on, I'm seeing if I can get it translated correctly. Listen, Mine Gold Brunen. I can't do the Hrunen part. The Gold Queen. Herc_1, which is spelled out. Jimmy Dargacy. News for Newbies. Kalior. Ayep. Fadetastic. Dark Friend 337. Idor. Mori Wow. And Gray's BDF.
Oh, yeah.
You owe me, Jokey. Yeah. You owe me a meatball, one meatball.
Yeah, Gray, stop asking people to say, troll me with vodka chokes and throw meatballs at me. That's not nice.
We need new inside jokes. Alright, so let's get into some Facebook shoutouts. Charles, Johnny, Jesper, Holly, and Tim.
Johnny Depp.
Actually, it's a lot easier to say people's names when they're actually real names. And new to the show, Google Plus shoutouts. Again, Google Plus is new. We've been putting some stuff out on there. If you don't have a Google Plus invite, you can get one by sending your email address to powerwordgold@gmail.com. And as long as we still have the ability, we'll get you invited. So on Google Plus, Gray's BDF, Jimmy, Tony, Rolly, Soko, Tim, James, Chris, Haiko, Joe, Matt, David, Chris, Johnny, and Michael. And some special shout outs this week to people that actually came by our Google Plus Hangout. We did a few times this last week. Thanks to Discord Dave, Imprexio, I'm going to get your name wrong, and who else was there? Cold stopped in, and shoot, I know I'm missing somebody else. Oh, Dave, Ed David, who runs a new blog, I think. we've been doing that every so often this last week. We'll just start a Google Hangout. So if you want to come join us, go ahead and get a Google Plus invite from us or from somebody else and come chill. I show my screen and talk, and then if anybody else has a microphone they're wearing or and camera, that's fine, or not, you can just chat. So that's pretty fun.
I think so. Every time you say shoot, you should edit like...
I think I should just do beep. Just do beep.
Yeah. To act like you were.
To act like I was saying bad word. Yeah.
Tim, you're a tough guy.
I'm a tough guy. All right, so let's go ahead and get into posts of the week. Posts of the week. Oh, Joaquin.
Joaquin was supposed to say it.
Sorry.
I was waiting that like the...
Waiting through all of those shout-outs? Okay. So, Joaquin, what's the next part we're going to get into?
Yeah, it's...
Post of the week!
All right. So, first one was Reader Texel's Road to 1 Million Gold. And this was awesome. We had a reader that we actually ran into on Reddit, our Reddit community, which is reddit.com/r/wowgoldmaking. And they had said that they'd hit a million, and we said, hey, you should come do a guest post for us, and they did. So head on over and read Texel's Road to 1 Million Gold. They go into some details on how they actually hit it, what markets they used, what strategies they used, and we thank them again for doing that guest post for us. The next one was Power Gold Podcast Episode 15, which was great. We had Wes and Nev, so that was really good. Don't worry, Joaquin, his bark is worse than his bite. Thanks again to Wes and Nev. We've got some all right feedback. You know, they thought it was all right. Not as good as Joaquin, but you know, no.
Yeah, actually, when I listened to it and saw the show notes, there wasn't actually a lot of show notes and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't. I've moved the way that I do show notes. Okay. So it's gone less about transcribing the whole show into text, and more about just giving people little markers so that if they need to come back to part of the show, they can come back. So it's less work for me, and all in all, I think that it's probably run. So I've actually been thinking about installing my voice recognition software and possibly trying to run my podcast through the speech recognition just to see if it would be possible to do that, to get like a transcript of the whole podcast. Oh my gosh, how long would that be? That'd be crazy. So plus it would have all kinds of weird like misspellings. Okay, so next one was new Undermine Journal feature, seller notifications. This is a pretty big deal, I think, for people that use the Undermine Journal, people that are in the U.S. It's kind of, I don't want to say that it's because I suggested to AH Spy that they should do this, but last week in the AH Spy article, I told AH Spy one of the things that they should do is put seller notifications, undercut notifications, and then this week, Undermine Journal has come out with the ability to sign into Undermine Journal and set up to get notified when another seller sells, and including a list of everything that they sold, and also to, I guess, have characters, if you get undercut, they'll notify you as well. So it's kind of one of those things where it could have a lot of potential. I was thinking about this, and if you have like a item that you're trying to sell, like I got a purple cloth headpiece, like TZ's something tiara or something like that. And if I was trying to sell that, and I had an Under My Journal notification set up for it, and I had Mobile Auction House, and I had the email sent to my phone, which is how I had Under My Journal notification set up, you could technically be canceling and reposting your auction wherever you were at, and that's and getting notified when it gets undercut, which is just one huge step in the future. I know all the emo like Joaquin's out there are sad. But we're hoping that maybe Joaquin's server will get on AHSpy. So if you're in the EU, check out AHSpy. They added a lot of European servers. I don't know. That's I think fine. That they yeah, but not not Joaquin's. Joaquin, what's that server again?
Lightning Splayed EU.
Nice. So Auction House Spy. If you're listening to this, Pierre, go ahead and add Lightning's Blade EU, although I know you said we can't get certain ones added before others. So, yeah, that's one of those things. If you're into Undermine Journal and you have sensitive markets that you want to watch, or you just want to spy on people, then you want to stalk people's moms, then check Undermine Journal. It's
do what?
Stalking their moms.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in the bombs. All right. So that was that. It was a press release that they do, and they write it in kind of a funny style. So that's cool. Next was My Secret Shame. I was hoping that I got that right, Joaquin. I don't remember if you said My Hidden Shame or My Secret Shame, but I think you said My Secret Shame, so that's what I used. So My Secret Shame 250K is the most gold I've ever owned. This is my basically talking about how I felt inadequate because I hadn't made any sort of gold milestones as a gold blogger. So this is my basically my post for people to make sure that they don't do the same mistake as I did, and that it doesn't matter how much gold you have; it's your ideas that are important. So go
yeah,
over there.
Well, yeah, like me. Actually, I've been hovering around 400 for a while because, for example, I invested more than 100,000 for this patch, and I constantly buy more Pyrite and constantly do big invests because I don't feel that the liquid has the all the power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just so you know, if you have something just stocked up which you didn't plan to sell, and it just the price goes up just so much that you will be able to sell it for like huge amounts of profit, you will thank yourself by using 10k gold just to invest on something random which mm-hmm. you so
yeah. And I hadn't ever really talked about how much gold I had, but I think it was because of this article. So this article talks about it. But while I was doing my WoW, or I always call it WoW Econ, my Warcraft Econ article post interview, I thought about this. So, and Jimmy, you said that you had done yours this recently as well.
I'll be doing it next week.
Okay, so congratulations on that. And
thank you.
Jimmy, if you make a post about 250 before your WoW Econ, let me know, and I'll get that into our milestones. One thing that we did this week, which was pretty cool, was that we ended up doing a link exchange with Warcraft Econ's Hall of Fame. So if you go to Warcraft Econ's Hall of Fame, you will see additional resources that go to the milestones. For those of you who don't know, on Powered Gold, at the top, we have a link called Milestones, and if you click on that, you'll go to the Community Gold Making Milestones page, and that has blog posts of people that have hit milestones. There's not really a set limit, or there's no set amount of milestone. It's just when you post that you've hit a milestone, then you you can let me know, or if I see it, I'll put it up here. And it's just a nice little kind of history of people hitting different amounts. And then we did a link on ours going back to Warcraft Econ, so that was pretty cool. If you do get yours posted on Warcraft Econ and you want it also on Gold Making Milestones, just let us know, because we don't post all of theirs on there. It's not like a duplicate. But that's that. So I think that that kind of wraps it up for Post of the Week for us.
We're not, neither one of us is golf clapped yet, as I like to say, golf clapped. Bullying me, I would say golf clapped instead of gold cap.
If I was bullying you, you'd call it golf clapped?
No, you always, yeah, when I pronounced gold capped, you said, did you say golf clapped? Don't you remember?
No.
It hurt my feelings.
Oh, Joaquin, I'm sorry. All right, so...
I will never forgive you.
Wow. All right, let's see here. Oh, if there's anything new going on. Yeah, Google Plus is about the newest thing that's been going on in the community. It's kind of addicting, but it's starting to slow down, which is kind of nice. At first, there was just like a rush of people posting a bunch of stuff. Russia.
Yeah, you said Russia.
Russia. Actually, Google Plus kind of is.
Dude, one you thing still is, don't understand my jokes.
That I understood. Would,
yeah,
everybody was rushing.
Russia.
No. No, you're. Just,
I'm not paying attention to you.
Yeah, you're just moron.
I'm a moron. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these insults.
You see, Jimmy understands me.
Yeah, but he's not hosting a podcast at the same time as he's trying to figure out everything.
What I'm doing here.
Hi, Lucy.
Google Plus actually kind of is really fascinating if you. If you're thinking about writing about gold, but you don't want to do a blog, but you do want to get people to hear what you're writing, Google Plus is actually an interesting way to write longer form thoughts, comments, posts that can still get feedback from people, similar to like Twitter, but a lot longer form. I noticed a few people have been asking questions on Google Plus that are in my circles. If you circle me, and you can find my Google Plus by going to Powered Gold and clicking on the Google Plus link, I'll usually add you to one of my circles. And then a lot of times if something that you say pops up, then I'll comment on it or other people will comment on it. And it's a really interesting way to get it. So, but they don't have Google Plus in Finland, so you guys are screwed.
No, how do you know?
No, I'm just joking. You know how long it got? Wait, you know how long it took?
Why are you choking? Why are you always choking? I don't get it.
Multiple personality disorder. I can send you a Google Plus invite, joking, if you want, but I barely got you on Twitter, so we'll try to progress.
Yeah,
you
just. You just started to follow me. They send me an email, you know, Twitter sends emails when somebody starts following you, and it said Power World Gold is now following you on Twitter.
I think so, I accidentally.
I
was already following you because you could send me direct messages. So I instead of right click. Instead of right-clicking and mentioning, I accidentally clicked right-click follow, so I don't know why I would send you another one. So, let's see if I...
Now you're all locked up.
Yes. No, well, this is the part of the show where we could just BS, so... Got about 10, got about 10 minutes left. Good time. So, this is a part where we would have an MP3 audio question, a question from the community. But we haven't got any this week, although hopefully if I'm forgetting somebody that sent one in, I apologize.
Yeah, well, I challenge you, you to send us an audio question. Do it, record it, and send it to Flux. Tell me.
Powerwordgold@gmail.com.
Yeah, that was it. So, we want, and, well, we don't ask you to send them, but we would like to have audio questions. They're nice, and you can actually, if you want us to give you tips how to solve your problem with auction house or profession or what to do, we can give you some examples or tips. So it doesn't have to be audio, but you can also just send email. But the audio would be double nice.
Extra awesome points.
Yeah.
Extra. What's a good program for that?
A good program, I would say probably the easiest one to use is called Audacity. It's Audacity, and it just brings up a simple interface. There's a record button, and you just click it, and then it'll show you a little audio thing, and then you can export it. It doesn't have to be MP3. It could be a WAV file. I think Audacity might need a little bit of extra download to export MP3s. The other thing you could think about doing is a lot of smartphones nowadays have voice recording things like that you can use. iPhones have and then when you sync, you can record it on your iPhone, and then when you sync, you'll have like voice notes, and you can just say and send that.
Yeah, to be honest, they're pretty decent these days, all the phone microphones and cameras are actually pretty good in this new smartphones.
Yep. So, all right. Thank you, Joaquin, for laying the smack down on the readers and giving them a challenge. So we'll see. We'll see how many
Uncle
people.
Sam.
Uncle Sam.
We want you.
Yes. I thought you were saying Uncle Sam was going to lay the smack down on somebody, WWF style.
Smackdown. Oh yeah, I remember watching it. It's so awesome.
So for the last bit of the show, I kind of wanted to chat a little bit. Joaquin wanted to chat a little bit about the history of the podcast. The history, the dark days of the podcast.
Yeah,
the early days.
Oh yeah, in memory of the.
This is Flux from Power Gold, and I'm just gonna, chat with you for a while, and that was basically the first podcast. Hopefully people don't start at number one. Number two was like a little bit better, although number two sounds like I'm a robot, because I like took the first one and I was so worried about saying and all the time that I like cut out all the ums and ahs, so it's like hi, I got two, so that one sounds a little bit funky.
Can you hear this? No, it doesn't make the sound, the nice sound. My chair.
I heard a little something.
Stupid chair! No, it doesn't make the sound when I want.
It's trolling you. Troll chair is troll.
Stupid chair.
So, yeah, then we got Joaquin. Joaquin basically was the best thing that happened to the podcast.
So sweet.
Joaquin actually sent a comment into one of my posts, and we got hooked up on Skype and chatted and really kind of like gelled. Yeah. We're gelling like a felon.
Yeah, it was a 4-hour talk.
So we got him on the podcast as a guest and then as a permanent host, and have had been doing good ever since. Originally the show was us, and then there was commercials, and then I added music, and then we started adding guests in. We had, I think it was, who was our first guest? I think maybe Fade was an interview that had it, had her as a guest, separate from the show, but was as a guest on it. And then Nev came on, and then Gimp's been on, and now Jimmy's been on. So yeah, we've had a good amount. And Wes, sorry, Wes has been on. I'm secretly plotting for the day that when Joaquin like leaves me, like I'll have like backups to try to take his place. When Joaquin
Nev is awesome. Lion Lady.
Lion Lady. Yeah, Nev is she is a treasure. So a national treasure to England there. So yeah, I mean, geez, I can't believe we've done like 30. Well, with this show number 16, average 2 hours. The first one was like only an hour, so the first two. So like, let's give that like 15. So like 30 hours. That's a lot. That's a lot of. It's over 24 hours worth of gold making, and each one actually, I've noticed, at least if I listened to them a couple times, you still learn something, even if you go back and listen to it again, which isn't something I normally do for podcasts. But I think people find that the show is kind of chock full of nuts kind of thing, where there's so much stuff in it that
I think it
does well for multiple listens. Mm, so what are your thoughts, Joaquin, on the podcast?
Yeah, I think we improved a lot with the structure. Yeah, mm-hmm. With the structure of the show and make it more clear. And I think the show notes have been good, but as you said, it takes a lot of time doing them the hard way and you know, do a lot of show notes about everything. So I think this is pretty much better because you're doing the editing and other stuff, because I have no clue how to do them and I don't have the programs for them. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the podcast actually, it takes about three days to produce one podcast. And when I mean days, I mean on those 3 days, the time I would normally spend is spent on that. So, like, Saturdays is when we generally record.
No, the 3 days is when we're getting paid for the 3 days. No, we don't get paid for this.
Yeah. So, Saturday takes about 4 hours to record the show. 3 hours, depending, you know, if we do it right, depending on how much time we spend between or before or whatever. Like today I was late, so I owe them some extra, I don't know what I pay you guys in, peanuts or Cracker Jacks or something. And then Mondays is the time I actually edit the podcast. It takes about 5 hours to edit one podcast and do show notes. That's actually cut down. It used to take about 8 hours to do one podcast edit when I was doing all the show notes and pausing it to go get all the links and everything. And then Tuesday is time spent is essentially putting it into the pod or onto the internet and into the posts. So those 3 days of the week are spent devoted to the podcast. And then I generally post on, I don't do anything Tuesday because the show goes out Wednesday and Thursday. I try to post on the blog. I actually had a weird thought that some people might think that Powered Gold is only a podcast and not a blog. So that's kind of a strange thing, because I could see if you just found the podcast maybe first and went to the blog that you would think, oh, this is like a podcast that has kind of a blog added onto it, but it's a blog that has a podcast added onto it.
Yeah, but I think the podcast is pretty big thing now. Yeah, I've seen a lot of followers. Actually, I've actually got 99 followers now, and I had 0 when we started. I actually made Twitter when we started doing the podcast, mm-hmm. And that's 100 just people who added me and in Twitter, so I think that's a lot, though.
Do you got 99? Do you got 99 followers, but
yeah,
something isn't one of them.
Yeah. And actually, we plan to do a nice new intro to our podcast, and you'll probably hear about it later when it's done, if we do it.
Yeah, Joaquin's been practicing the ukulele, so he's gonna play the ukulele for us. And just don't take the ukulele into the sauna, because I heard that it's not good for the wood to get the moisture and everything. So
yeah, and I will yodel.
Do you wanna? We can get mein Gold Brunnen.
Ja, ich habe ein großes Bratwurst in meine Lederhose.
No, hold on. Mein Gold Brunnen to come yodel for us. She can come yodel for us. She's a she.
Okay.
So that's okay. Good. Do you wanna? She's a she.
Yeah, never
it's
mind.
Confirmed.
It's my ears.
Do you want to give us a preview of your sweet rhymes?
No, actually, I haven't wrote anything down. I just get some in my mind. I cannot really freestyle it now, but because it's not my language, so.
Oh, is it going to be in Finnish?
No, but I mean, it's English, not my language, so freestyle doesn't work for me in English at all.
We need Finglish freestyle.
Yeah, actually, I pronounce them pretty well. If I just
so you're saying that when you rap, you lose your Finnish accent?
Not perfectly, but yeah.
Have you ever noticed that when people sing?
Just now when I speak, I don't think what I speak, but I just tell. I just say whatever comes to my mind.
Yeah,
that's why podcast is so bad. And
so good that because
yeah, so you know, it's of course different for me when I speak something which I wrote down and I let it out, so I can concentrate more on the pronunciation.
You still don't get that word right. Just remember, a nun from Catholic school.
Pronunciation. Go away.
So. Just practice pronunciation and flood it, and then come back next week, and we'll see
what
how.
In the finish.
All right. For the last little bit, Jimmy, actually, this isn't the first podcast we've had you on. Am I right? Technically.
Yeah, it's the first one.
You were part of the one which never got released.
Weren't you on that one as well?
With the pinky, with Tim. Yeah. Pinky.
Was that not you? No, that was Hollywood.
That wasn't me. It was Hollywood.
Oh,
yeah.
I apologize.
Right. Your voices are so the same.
Apologize. So Jimmy, do you I'm gonna ask you kind of, and we'll wrap it up. How did you find out about Power Word Gold, the blog, and the podcast?
I'm not sure exactly. It might have been from somebody else's.
He heard me.
Like blog listings.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely. And started reading them and then started listening to the podcast.
You were actually one of the first people that got shout outs on the podcast, if I remember right.
Yeah. I think that next week he gave me a shout out, which was real cool.
Even though I pronounced your name wrong.
I think Jimmy is lying. He heard about me on the streets.
Yeah, the mean streets of X unnamed American city.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you look at my Google Plus and see how many cities I lived in?
Let's see here, Joaquin. I'm gonna have to send you a Google Plus invite at some point.
Okay.
I got to figure out a good way to find people on Google Plus. So. You're actually in this circle. There we go.
Carry on my way.
No, if you write.
I got away.
Don't you cry no more.
Dun, it's an awesome song though. Mm-hmm. I love it. But I haven't listened to it for a long time. But now, because I'm be watching Supernatural.
Oh, is that like this? The theme song or something?
Yeah, at least in season, I think, 1, 2, and...
Oh, okay, yeah. It looks like, you've bounced around. bounced around quite a bit.
Yeah, I watched actually the 5th and the 6th first, and now I watch the 1st and the 2nd and the 3rd and on the 4th. And actually in one, I think it's 3 weeks or something, and the 7th season is released. Need to see that.
Of Supernatural?
Yep.
Did it screw you up to watch them in that order? Or what?
No, actually not, because it's not really a regular TV show here. I think the first two seasons were shown here at times when I'm actually awake and not at like 3 a.m. or something.
Mm-hmm.
So back then I saw almost every episode, okay. But all the other seasons are pretty much unknown.
The only reason I know Supernatural is because it's right after Vampire Diaries.
One more sale for $10,000 today.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
Oh, anything. I'm running out of beer.
Wait, what?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Are you guys talking behind my back?
No, I said one more sale and I'll hit $10,000.
Oh, I was like, I thought you sold something for $10,000.
No, no.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Sell vendor food in auction house for $10,000.
Actually, that's one of my major sellers is the food that you buy in Twilight Highlands. For 4 gold, 5 gold a piece, I'll sell about 20 or 30 of those a week. So I like those little markets. So, all right. Well, I think we're done with the podcast. Huh? Stocking. We're stocking your mom with meatballs and vodka.
I was a bit late. You said, I think we're... Then I was about to say, stalking your mom.
For how long?
2 years straight. I'm too shy to ask her for a date. So I just wait on your neighbor's lawn. Now you continue. Continue.
Stalking your mom?
No. So I just wait. Your neighbor's lawn. Put my camera ready. I'm a camouflage on. And you know that I got plenty tricks then it fades out.
Because
I never bought the song.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised in a playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxed and relaxing, all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside the school.
What?
When a couple of guys that were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood, they got in one little fight, my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
Yeah.
Whistle for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and had dice in the mirror.
I could tell you, that's the Bel Air thing is like oldest troll, EU and US.
In what way?
I think WoW kind of infected me with this. Always when I'm saying best, I say EU, you know. Every people who are trolling like I'm best in something, they say like best in EU or something. If you know what I mean. Probably not, because you're not playing in the PvP scene, bro.
Oh, so it's kind of like a version of best in everywhere is best in the EU.
Total bullshit, and they're just trolling.
All right, well, I'm going to give you guys one last link really quick for us that you guys can watch. Speaking of
sunshine when she's gone, only darkness every day.
So
ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Every time she goes away.
All right, thank you for that beautiful serenade, Joaquin. All right. Well, anyways, I gave you my link to the Carlton dance for the. What was my 1 week of blogging about Rift? Was like actually I did about what. 15 posts or something before I just
stopped. Oh my god, that laugh on the background is just horrible. I hate it.
Laugh tracks?
Yeah.
Joaquin doesn't approve of laugh tracks. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's...
Speaking Americans, damn you, Spider-Man!
All right.
Power world... podcasts.
Power word.
People who don't have golf, who are not golf clapped. What? This doesn't make sense. Anyways, we sign off from Power Word Podcast. Power Word Golf Podcast.
We can't sign off yet. All right, so that's going to finish it up for the podcast.
Why do you guys get to say it?
Okay, go ahead. Okay, Joaquin, you name off everything, how they can get a hold of us and everything. Go ahead. I'll let you do it.
Yeah, yeah. You can get a hold of me on Twitter. My name is Joaquin. It's spelled J-O-K-I-N-E-E. And Flux, how they can get a hold of you?
You can find us at PowerWordGold.net, on Twitter at PowerWordGold, Facebook.com/PowerWordGold, and we're on Google+. Go to PowerWordGold.net to find that link.
Okay, and Jimmy, how they can get a hold of you?
Bidsandbuyouts.blogspot.com and bidsandbuyouts@gmail.com.
Okay, I think that's about it. We sign off from Power Word Golf Podcast with people with no who are not golf clapped or something like that.
Lucy, I'm home.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my stomach doesn't like cheese.
Yeah, we have a word for that. It's called lactose intolerant.
Yeah, but I don't have one. It's just sometimes. Mm.
Okay.
Cheese like assaults me or something.
Assaults.
Hiya!
Assault.
Hiya!
Yeah.
Gary on my way, so.
Hello.
Hey. Yay, we're in the third segment.
That the last went segment. A little longer.
Yeah.
You don't like blue cheese. Blue cheese is like, I just love blue cheese.
I like blue cheese on chicken wings. That's one of the only times I like it.
I pretty much could eat blue cheese in anything. I think sauce is made from blue cheese or with blue cheese are just awesome. Don't you say anything about my awesome.
That's the way you say it is. The way you say it isn't the way that we make fun of you saying it.
Yeah. I never said like awesome or whatever.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Never said that.
Fluted.
Fluted.
Yeah. Fluted.
Gonna flute the market.
Spider-Man.
Music for this episode of the podcast includes Infra Love by Diablo Swing Orchestra from the album The Butcher's Ballroom, used under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License, As Time Flies by P.O. Box from the album Rock My Reality, used under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivatives 2.0 Generic License, It's Bad, We're Hit, Man, We're Hit, by Cloud Kicker from the album Beacons, used under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, and We're Going In, We're Going Down by Cloud Kicker from the album Beacons, used under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 Unported License. To find more from the bands, you can search for Diablo Swing Orchestra and P.O. Box on Jamendo jamendo.com. That's jamendo.com. And you can find more from Cloud Kicker by heading to cloudkicker.bandcamp.com. If you'd like to learn more about Creative Commons licensing, head to creativecommons.org.